Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Vincent Jenna back with us, known as the Tell It Like It Is and truly authentic spiritual teacher and psychic therapist. He combines his extraordinary psychic abilities with academic credentials and all-loving approach to providing healing for the body, mind, spirit. As a psychic therapist, Vincent uses his more than 36 years of training and research and experience in the metaphysical, psychology, and spiritual fields to dive deep into your psyche to release blockages, resistance, self-sabotaging beliefs, and beliefs and behaviors so you can fulfill the life of your dreams. Vincent Jenna, the latest book is called The Secret That's Holding You Back. Vincent, always a pleasure. How are you?
I'm doing great this morning, George. It's my pleasure. It's, you know, I always know I'm going to have a great day after talking with you.
Well, how about that? That's very kind of you.
Oh, absolutely. I love hanging with you. We have great conversations.
I love this new book, The Secret That's Holding You Back. Tell me a little bit more about it.
Thank you. Well, George, it's an accumulation of over 40 years of the work that I have done in the metaphysical, spiritual, psychology, paranormal field. Everything is combined in the book there. And it came to me because I realized in the work that I was doing with the thousands of people that I've done readings for and at events, that the greatest complaint that people have was that they weren't able to create the lives that they wanted. They weren't able to use the law of attraction concept and theory and principle. And so I just knew that something was going wrong, because that's what we are promised. And we see other people being able to do that and manifesting lives that they want. So what was the common denominator for everybody, and what was the problem for everybody else? And so that's what led me into the book, George. And I did a lot of work on putting material in there that would truly help everybody. Everybody who reads this book will get something out of it, especially if you're on any kind of growth journey. You want to grow, you want to better your life, you want to enhance it. Things are going great, but you want more. Things aren't going great at all, and you want to start. This is the way to do it, to truly understand the human mind, because that's exactly what it's all about, George, the human mind and brain.
What is it about the blockage, Vincent, that people create for themselves that prevents them from moving forward?
They're actually defense mechanisms, George. It's what your brain is supposed to do. So the two highest functions of the brain is, one, to keep us alive. That makes sense. And then the second highest function is to protect us in order to keep us alive. So we know how it protects us physically. For example, that when we get a bug or a virus, like when we had the coronavirus, right? One of the symptoms was a fever. Well, in actuality, it's not the virus that caused the fever. It's your brain that caused the fever. And it did that intentionally to raise your body temperature to a level that made it an unlivable environment for the virus. And so it does that intentionally. Now, it doesn't pay attention to the fact that the fever is uncomfortable or that if it goes too high, it could even kill you. Nope, its primary goal, get rid of that virus and protect this human being. Well, not only does it protect us physically, it protects us emotionally. So when we come into the world, and this has been going on for hundreds of years now, our early stories haven't been all that sweet. You know, when we're being raised, we wind up receiving all these negative messages from the environment. And in the book, I talk about that, and I talk about different divisions of the brain and the mind that harbor these negative, the maladaptive beliefs. I also refer to them as the I'm not. You know those. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not worthy enough. I'm not lovable enough. My goodness, people have more I'm nots than anything else in their lives, okay? Right?
That's true.
So you've got that growing up. Now, our young minds are not able to create anything at that point to protect us. But as we continue to grow, all of a sudden, the brain doesn't like those feelings of walking around saying, oh, I'm not smart enough. You know, you go home with a C on your report card instead of an A, or even a B with some people and some parents, and you're getting reprimanded. You need to play less games, and you need to concentrate on your work more. That's what you got to do. You got to raise your grades up. And so you walk away with this negative message of, oh, geez, I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. Well, that's painful if you're walking around. How do we get through life just paying attention to all of those things, right? So the brain needs to be able to help us to function and to protect us. So it winds up creating another level I call in the book the adult-made mind. The first level is beneath the surface is your unconscious or superconscious mind. That's where your soul's mind resides. Then the next level that I believe is created, that I talk about in the book, is the environment-made mind. That's where we harbor those I'm nots. I call it the environment-made mind because as children, we just absorb from the environment everything that we're fed, every message that comes along. We absorb it. We don't sit there and formulate intellectual beliefs and ideas, right? We just say, you know, oh, you did bad in school, or you stopped teasing your brother, that's bad. Right away, we absorb that feeling, we absorb and a belief that I'm not good enough. And so now we go through life and you start growing up and the brain creates the adult-made mind. In that, it also helps to create a new set of beliefs for yourself that shield you and protect you from those maladaptive beliefs. Now you're walking through life as a young adult, and instead of believing I'm not good enough, you turn around and you now believe that that person's not good enough. Oh, I didn't get that job because the boss there, he's not smart enough. He's stupid. What a bad guy. He doesn't know how good I am. Or my relationship, I'm not having any good relationships because there's nobody around me who's worthwhile. You know, I'm picky, or he's a fool, or she's not worth me, you know, my trouble. All of those excuses that we come up with. Also, Sigmund Freud, talked about the defense mechanisms. That's where they're created. You know, there's 10 of them that he came up with that most people can't remember, like suppression, repression, denial, sublimination, projection, all of those things. And so they formed there to shield us and protect us like the brain is supposed to do. But what we don't understand psychologically, there's a lot of work that therapists and counselors, I used to do it as a psychotherapist, you know, people would come in and I would teach them coping skills. I would teach them some of those defense mechanisms so that they could get through life. You know, think a little bit better, change your thoughts. If you start feeling anxious, stop, turn it around, say something positive to yourself. And they were all good things for getting people to function in life. I mean, George, we have to function. We can't walk around.
That's right. And, like it worked on people, didn't it?
It did. It did for the most part until it didn't. Here's the problem. We are not just psychological beings. We're not just body and mind. We're body, mind, and spirit. So what does that mean? What is the spirit part? The spirit part is the energy part. It's the part, it's our soul. It's the thing that connects us to power. It's the thing that connects us to the law of attraction. George Lucas says that it's the thing that connects us to the force, right? In Star Wars, we are connected to a power. We come from some kind of omnipotent being or power or source, and we're connected to that. I call it God. A lot of people call it Yahweh, Elohim, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't make a difference. We're connected to something bigger. So now take your beliefs, and you're trying to create a really good life for yourself now. You know, oh, I want a family. I want to meet my knight in shining armor or my princess, you know, whatever. And so you're mustering up the energy. This is what happens. And so you're sitting there, and anytime you have a desire, it creates an energy. And then that energy is released, and it goes into the universe. But what you're not understanding is that deep beneath the surface, where you're connected to that force, that part of you, the maladaptive part, the environment-made mind that I talk about that has all those maladaptive beliefs, turns around before you're releasing that energy and says, you're not good enough, you're not lovable, you're not going to get anybody worthwhile, and even if you do, it's going to break apart because you're just not good enough and lovable, you're not worthy, you're not going to get that job. Who are you kidding? You know that job is too good for you. All of those beliefs wind up coming out deep down when you're trying to manifest. And consciously, you don't know that. Consciously, you don't know that because 95 to 98% of the entire human mind is in unconscious awareness, George, not conscious awareness.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
And so
do they even know they're doing this to themselves, Vincent?
No, that's the whole reason for this book, is because here they are, they're trying to practice all those wonderful, they're reading all these incredible books, right? The Law of Attraction, The Secret, all of those fabulous. There's unbelievable number of wonderful books out there telling people, and even if it's not spiritual or metaphysical, it's psychological. The self-help books, I'm okay, you're okay, don't sweat the small stuff, you can do this. All of these books that are telling people you can grow, and they keep trying, and they keep putting forth the effort, and they end up saying, it's not working. It's not working. Actually, that was the original title of my book, God, It's Not Working. One man, yeah, really, because that's what people say so much. So I thought that would be a real catchy title. And my editor was like saying, well, let's really look at it. And that's how I changed it to The Secret That's Holding You Back. And so, no, they don't know that they're doing that. But that's what's happening, because their true belief deep down is, I'm not. I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart. And so that's what empowers things. Think about this. If we are connected to a force, it could not be connected in your conscious mind. Why? That would mean that the moment you had a thought, think, this is hysterical because I think about this while I'm growing up, I'm with my brother or anybody else out there. If I had a thought and that immediately created something because I'm attached to a power, then every single thought I had would create something. How many times have you said, you know, the implications of that is just blows my mind. How many times have you said when you were a kid or you were younger, go drop dead or you know, go, you know, under a bush or somewhere, go off and if you had power in that thought, that means everything you said would be created.
I know you'd be killing people off, not knowing what you were doing.
Exactly. Either that, half the world would be dead, or the other half would be billionaires from winning the lottery all the time. And then it wouldn't even be worth anything because they'd have to distribute that money to billions of people. So the thing is that it's in your unconscious mind. That's where it resides, and that's what people don't understand. But guess what's in your unconscious mind, too? Those maladaptive beliefs, the little you, the first set of beliefs you had. We're an accumulation of a lifetime, George. We are not just 20, 30, 40. I turned 67 this year on April 1st, okay?
You don't act it.
Oh, you know what, man? Thank you so much for that. That's fabulous. Like attracts like, so the same goes for you, my friend. And so I've accumulated 67 years. I'm not just 67 years old. It's an accumulation. That means little Vinny is inside of me, too. And little Vinny went through a lot of garbage and a lot of torment when he was younger. And I'll tell you a secret. It took me, I'm going to tell you a secret. It's all about my book. That's one of the other reasons why I wrote my book, is because of what I went through. Because here I am becoming successful at my work, and things are going great. And all I keep hearing in the back of my head was, oh, that's not going to work out. You're not going to get that. You don't deserve that. You're not as good as everybody else.
Negative, right?
Right, but that negative thought was the little me. And if I let that just go, that's what was going to manifest, and it was manifesting. And so to stop yourself, you have to go through this process of stopping yourself by disempowering the blockage. Right? Disempowering that defense mechanism and being courageous enough to bring that inner voice. That's what Eckhart Tolle called it, the hidden beliefs. I call it the inner child because that's where it starts from. That inner child's voice up to the surface so you can now change that. You know, when I work with people, what I'm doing is I'm bursting their bubbles, their defense mechanisms, right? And I'm letting them come down all the way to the deepest part of them, like I said, you know, to their environment-made mind, like I say in the book. And I let them repeat to themselves what their true belief is, like, I'm not worthy enough, or I'm not lovable, right? And they say it out loud. I said, go ahead, say it out loud. Say it to me. And they go, okay, I'm not worthy enough to get a good job.
And do they actually believe that, Vincent?
That's their deep down thing. Yes,
it's deep down
that's
inside
the problem,
of them,
George. That's what they truly believe deep down. That's why my book is so important, because it gets down to that. And when they say it out loud, George, I ask them, "How does that sound?" And they said, "That sounds ridiculous. Of course I'm worthy." I said, "I know, but do you know you have been carrying around that voice, that belief, all of this time? And every time you tried to go after something you wanted and you didn't get it, or you manifested things that you didn't want, that's the reason why. Because that little voice is connected to a power. And that power is what manifests your life. It's what helps you to create your life. And even if you don't want to believe that there is a power we are connected to, just think those unconscious beliefs have to influence us in some way. And they hold us back. That's what's holding us back. All of those unconscious beliefs, and we don't ever see them because the defense mechanism shields us from those unconscious beliefs. But they surface. You know when they really surface eventually? I was a hospice social worker for about 6 to 8 years. I think it was 8 years. Yeah, 8 years.
That's a tough job.
And I helped. Yeah, it was very emotional work. I helped over 500 patients during their transitioning time, as well as supporting their caregivers and loved ones, right? And that's when I saw that their defense mechanisms, when you're dying or you've been given a diagnosis or a prognosis of only 6 months to live, your defense mechanisms weaken completely. And when they weaken, those maladaptive thoughts from your environment made mind surface. And now, at their weakest point in their lives, they're dealing with all of those feelings. And I, as a social worker, had a chance to talk with them and know at this point, could they manifest a different part of their life? They reached a point of no return, so no, and they didn't have the energy to. But what they did have the energy to do with me was at least release them. But they would actually feel and tell me, you know, "I'm so bad, I'm going to hell. I'm not going to go to heaven." See, I live in the Bible Belt. So there's a lot of professed Christians here, right?
Exactly.
But you know what? Those beliefs, George, end when they're at the end of their lives with a diagnosis like this or an illness that's killing them, a terminal illness, right? All of a sudden, you see what they're really believing. So that was another part of it. Wait a minute. You're walking around believing in God, believing you're a great Christian. That's what you thought you believed. That's what your adult made mind. That's a part of you that created that belief. But now that you're dying, that belief is no longer there because it weakened, because everything in the adult made mind will fall apart eventually because it's all fake. All that fake set of beliefs that your brain helped to create to protect you, they will fall apart.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Rocket Mortgage, official partner of the NFL Draft.